going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do you want to talk about...
Yes.
Is this to hurt my feelings?
No, I'm just so curious... Like, I feel like I have been in this place as well. And if I was a guessing woman, maybe T-Hack has as well.
It's, what? I've never heard of this dating term before today. And it's as new. Soon as I read it, I was hoping you guys wouldn't see it. It's called pocketing. And pocketing. I've definitely been pocketed.
It's kind of like.
Is that like where you walk with your hand in their back pocket and, you know, down the mall, you kind of. Feeling each other's butts.
Do you have two women on either side of you there? Well, no, you both hands out.
Well, I'm showing, like, you know what I'm talking about. Instead of holding hands, you have your hand in their back pocket. They have their hand in your back pocket.
I don't like that.
Can I just say that seems wildly uncomfortable?
It does.
It is.
I hate, don't put your arm around me while we're walking.
Really?
Hold hands only. I gotta move, man. Yeah, I don't need the weight on me.
Here's a weird thing. You strike me as a sweaty-handed person. Listen.
Offended.
Can I say this? You don't actually.
Oh.
But I know you're going to hurt my feelings with the pocketing stuff. So I tried to get a preemptive strike in.
I will say early on in dating my fiance, I was still kind of not sure like where this was going to go.
You pocketed him?
No.
You did.
We were on like a kind of hike and he held my hand and I said, okay, that's good. My hand's getting sweaty. That was the day I decided I was going to fall in love with him, though. So,
hold on. That. Okay. We're going to get to pocketing. But
yeah.
You're so jacked up in the head that you made a conscious decision that today's the day I begin the process of falling in love with him.
No. So we had gone on this hike and it was like our fifth date. And I was just feeling like he's such a good person. But I worried that he was almost too nice. It was like a real thing because I'd only dated jerks. So we went on this hike and then.
He's like bulky, tatted up, like.
I know.
He doesn't strike. Like, I would not pick the nice guy out of the crowd. Where's Waldo, nice guy? I'm not picturing your fiance as the guy.
Yeah.
Yes, but he really liked me. And it was so off putting because I wasn't used to that. So then we went and had drinks and I asked him point blank, are you like wanting to have kids? And he looked back at me and said, only if it's with the right person. And in a way telling me like, you might be that. And something changed, like literally my brain flipped and I was like, oh, I'm in for it with this guy.
Wow.
Just from that response.
We were having like a deep conversation and then that came up and it was like, yeah, that response, I think I was like, I think he's saying I'm the right person. Which, by the way, jokes on him. I'm going to be a scary mom.
But, no, he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows.
He knew from the sweaty hands. What did I tell her?
Okay, so did you pocket him, though, before that?
No, because there was no social media to be had in those first five dates. And pocketing is kind of when... you keep your significant other off social media in a way, hiding them. Like, people don't know about them because there's no photos of them. But that's a thing early in relationships now. You got to wait till the hard launch.
Okay, but here's what I'm going to say. First off, I pocket every human I've ever dated or married because I don't really do social media. Do you realize how much better my life is than your life?
Yeah, it's cool. But I feel that I don't have a choice.
Yeah, trying to get this guy to add me on LinkedIn. It's a decades long process.
We are friends on LinkedIn.
We are.
Never forget, I got a midnight friend request from him.
I don't know how that happened. I swear to God. I wasn't. I think it was one of those like people you may know things.
Why were you on Facebook at midnight after many, many drinks? That part makes me sad.
Probably looking for women. I don't know. No. Okay. Here's my point.
Yes.
I pocket everybody because I don't have social media.
Yeah.
But I've dated a couple of people longer than a normal amount.
Longer than 5 dates where there would be no posting anyway.
Yes. But even on those 5 dates, I've dated people who take pictures of their food everywhere they go, take pictures of their hike. I mean, I'm like, I hiked Hanging Lake and it's like, here's her Insta and there's her Hanging Lake pictures.
But you're nowhere to be found.
I'm not in any of them.
So it gives the impression that she might have gone alone. Like she wasn't even on a date at all.
Correct.
Let alone. Yeah.
So there was no like soft launch even. It was full blown pocket.
And we are saying I love you.
What?
Yes. And I'm not on social media.
Well, how would you feel if 6 dates in, you're starting to really like her, you guys are getting 10 dates in, you're like, this is getting more serious. How would you feel if she was like, I'd like to take a picture and post it on my social media and say that we're dating?
I have a weird response to that. Okay. No, here at the time, I have to let down everything right now.
Okay.
We had not announced that I was getting a divorce on the show.
Oh.
Because I needed to get through the legal stuff because we were fighting over stuff. So I sort of pocketed myself.
Yeah, you did.
In that it's like, you can't say, but like, we can be on a hike.
A married man on a hike with a single woman and not his wife?
You're right.
So this may have been your own fault.
Now I can't feel sorry for myself.
That's good. This is good. But this I've been pocketed.
No, because since then I've dated other people too. And I've definitely not on their social media.
Was it a kind of relationship where you could be publicly dating?
What are you asking?
I'm just saying.
Is it because they were a child?
No.
Like, what? I don't understand.
Was it appropriate for you to be dating this person? Never mind.
Was it my wife?
No, but you know who it is.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it was appropriate. It would have been. But given your circumstance, probably not.
Okay, so see, this is why I'm like, maybe you just keep finding relationships where you have to be pocketed. I think we just like had some therapy here. You need to find emotionally available people and you need to be emotionally available.
I don't like emotionally
available. And that's the answer.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9. Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.